Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Wednesday. Hope to hear this song quite a bit tomorrow night at Bridgestone Arena. And I tell you what, how about we do this, Dr. Crane? Before we get to Brady Shea, caller number 5 at 615-737-1025 can go see Brady and the Nashville Predators tomorrow night at Bridgestone Arena as they take on the Seattle Kraken with the puck drop at 7 o'clock. Caller number 5, 615-737-1025. Preds get a big win in Boston last night. We say hello to defenseman Brady Shea. Brady, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm doing well. I'm actually driving to the rink right now, and it was a good night last night. Got back at a decent time, and always obviously a lot better after getting a win.
Yeah, and not only was it a win, like I feel like, and you tell me, you played the game. I feel like from the start, and I know Boston scored first, but even from the start, you guys played your game. You played well, and I know that had to be a good feeling, you know, getting on the plane and flying back here, not only with the victory, but the fact that you put together a really, really nice game.
Yes, we did. Yeah, we did. I mean, that's how we have to play. It's hard to play that night in and night out, obviously. Like, you're not going to be perfect every game, but that's what it should look like in a way. And I thought we did a great job last night from the start of the puck. Like you said, we're going down 1-0, but there was no real panic on our bench. We knew we were pretty dialed in, and nice to find the back of the net and, you know, score a few goals. But that was the recipe for us to be successful the way we played. It felt like we were all connected, and you know, we're getting open for each other and making plays and being hard to play against. So it was a great win last night, and hopefully we can carry that on into tomorrow night.
How much does, you know, I watching Steven Stamkos last night, you know, he had a 3-point night, scoring a goal, getting a couple of assists, and you know, a lot's been talked about. He was in a bit of a slump of his own. You know, how much does that really energize a team when a guy that's, you know, kind of been going through it with the rest of you when he kind of really has a good night? I know that had to really hype you guys up.
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, Stammer's a Hall of Fame player, and obviously he said that was the longest stretch of career that he's not had a point. And I told him before the game, it's a game of numbers. Like, they're going to start coming in bunches now, and sure enough, he got 3 last night. So, he's such a good player, and obviously going that long without getting a point is frustrating for him, but you wouldn't tell. He's so focused, and obviously it feels great for us to see him do that. We see the work he puts in, and to see him get rewarded like that after not scoring for a while was great.
We're talking to Brady Shea on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Brady, it was a great win last night. You guys played so well. Now, how do we take it tomorrow night against Seattle? I mean, there's no really rhyme or reason, right? Just got to go out there and hope it continues?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously hockey is a crazy sport, and I think if we come in with the same focus and mentality that we had last game, just with how we wanted to play, I think that should transfer over. I mean, I'll give us some credit. I think obviously it's been a rough year, but I don't believe that for one set, like, everyone's still giving it their all and giving it 100%. It's just whether or not we're connected and making crisp plays and all that, but the effort's been there all year, and so that's never a question. But I think just there's a thing, working hard and working smart. I think we just got to work a little smarter and try to help each other out and play good defense, and then hopefully that'll lead to some offense and get some goals on the board.
How important is it to this final stretch of the season? Few guys go out and just give 100. I know you're giving 100%, but to everybody on the same page, go out and be competitive and maybe knock some people out of the playoffs and maybe keep you guys alive in this. How important is that to finish out strong?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, we're going to be playing some teams here that are going to be right on the bubble of making it, and to be the team that can kind of play spoiler is a lot of fun. And, you know, we're still playing for a lot. I mean, we're playing to keep getting better, and we want to build for this year, build for the future. And, we're just, no question, we're not going to give up. We're going to keep playing and put our best foot forward, and hopefully that results in a lot more wins.
Brady Shea is with us. And you know, I've talked to a lot of you guys over the years around this time, but you know, you mentioned how things have gone. This has got to be a difficult time, knowing that, you know, some guys could get traded, the deadline being Friday. So how do you guys kind of deal with that in the locker room?
Yeah, it definitely is a tough time of the year. You know, when you're behind and playoffs aren't exactly in the picture, obviously your team is looking to make some moves. So, you know, it's out of your control. You got to just keep coming to the rink every day and working hard. But, yeah, it's a tough time of year for sure. We'll see what happens. But, you know, try to stay together. And you know, like I said before, the guys, we'll put our best foot forward. And we have a job to do, and that's to win hockey games. So we'll keep focusing on that.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to it, obviously, tomorrow night against Seattle and the rest of the season. Brady, thanks so much for the time, and we'll talk to you soon.
Of course, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Brady Shea joining us, Predators defenseman, here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. We always enjoy talking to a player every week. Coming up next, some cool news. Yesterday, MTSU Athletics Director Chris Massaro was named to the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. We will talk to him coming up next and get his thoughts on that here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.